In sports on KNKX, the Seahawks may be in for another contentious summer. As star linebacker Bobby Wagner tries to negotiate a new contract with the team, here's KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, Bobby Wagner is using an unusual strategy to try to get a contract extension that you say he is worthy of.
Well, I think he's worthy because he's the quarterback of the defense. He's one of only three players remaining from the Super Bowl champion Seahawks, along with K.J. Wright, another linebacker, and of course Russell Wilson, a quarterback. And he's also, I think, the best linebacker in Seahawks history. He's the best in the game right now, and he deserves top-of-market consideration. And that market kind of exploded on the Seahawks in March during free agency when a linebacker from Baltimore was given a free agent contract with the New York Jets for way more money, $17 million a year, than anybody thought he deserved. And so Bobby Wagner says, we're going to break that. So what he's doing during these voluntary practices called organized team activities is he's showing up, but he's not practicing. He's mentoring the young players. He's paying attention to any changes going on. But it's different than what Earl Thomas did, which is a year ago, the great free safety sat out the entire practice and missed a lot of drills because he wanted to say, I'm worth X dollars and you're not going to see me until I get it. Bobby Wagner is trying to walk between the worlds here. He wants the Seahawks to know he wants a top-of-market contract, but he wants to stay fully engaged with the team, especially the young guys that he's going to be mentoring.
And he's also acting as his own agent?
Right. Another unusual aspect about this, Wagner takes a lot of pride in being in control and being a guy who knows what's going on. So he's going to eliminate the agent stuff, and he runs the risk of being criticized directly by management. Normally, that's the job of the agent to filter the criticism of management so the player doesn't hear it. And I think when Wagner hears a criticism, he might recoil, and it's going to be up to the Seahawks to try to finesse this. So it's a more difficult situation than the Seahawks usually find themselves in.
But there is money there.
There is money. The Seahawks are $25 million under the salary cap. They can afford to pay Bobby Wagner top of the market.
But there's also the issue of his age.
Right. The linebacker in New York was 27, C.J. Mosley, and Bobby Wagner will be 29 next month. And in football, 30 is the new 60, unfortunately, because players tend to age out of their contracts around age 30. Now, quarterbacks are different because they're often well protected, even though they get sacked sometimes. The rules have allowed quarterbacks to extend their careers into their 40s. Not so for linebackers and most of the other positions. So the Seahawks have to figure out a way to get Wagner his cash, but without burdening them in case he gets hurt. They don't want a repeat of the Cam Chancellor episode a couple of years ago when Cam just signed a new contract extension and then got hurt. Right now, Wagner has got a year left on his contract. I expect that he will be in camp and practicing with the Seahawks and trying to finesse this deal without an actual holdout. And I think the parties have enough mutual respect to make the thing work.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.